It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just where the crop development stages are for our major crops and just what the previous week's weather's influence was on the crops. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Monday's crop progress report was a little bit friendly to the grains, as it's starting to show a crop that is, well, starting to decline a little bit as far as crop development stages are concerned or crop conditions. When looking at crop development, we're slowly moving forward in the crop. As of July 20th, 56% of the nation's corn was in silk. That compares to 58 average, so we're right at the average pace. Corn in dough was at 14% versus 12 for the five-year average. Looking at crop condition ratings, though, we actually saw corn conditions for the second week in a row remain unchanged at 74% good to excellent. Now, this is a very good rated crop, but we're starting to see a little bit of concerns out there, especially when you look at some of the well-watered areas like we see in some parts of the southern Corn Belt. Indiana did see a drop of 2%, and they were the biggest state that saw, or the biggest producing state that saw a change in crop ratings. For soybeans, as of July 20th, 62% were blooming compared to 63 average. Over setting pods are at 26% complete. That's equal to the five-year average. And surprisingly, soybean conditions dropped 3% here last week, now rated at 68% good to excellent. Or they expected that they're 3% more than expected by the trade. They dropped 2%. We did see Indiana drop by 2%. North Dakota saw their conditions drop by 5%. Those were the biggest changes for the major states. Looking at it for wheat, winter wheat harvest is now 73% complete versus 72 average. Spring wheat has got 87% of the crop now headed versus 88 average. And conditions for spring wheat also dropped more than anticipated by the trade. It dropped 2% to 52%, good to excellent. And looking at as far as the states, North Dakota's crop did see a drop of about 4%, but Idaho dropped by 5% down to 56%. We did see Montana somewhat stabilize at 7% good, but we did see Washington drop by 17% to now be at 21% good to excellent. So the western regions of the spring wheat belt are starting to see some pretty poor conditions for their crop. As far as barley conditions, they improved by 1% to 45% good to excellent. Durum improved by 1% to 73% good to excellent. In all, this report was a little bit friendly to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.